Good evening, all. It's indeed a joyous privilege that we have this evening of witnessing two young and new brethren in the Lord. They have professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but now they are starting on their pathway as born-again believers who are committed to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank the brethren here at Good Tidings and Elder Bonnet and the other elders for accommodating us on this occasion. It's truly a great privilege for us. And I was delighted to see these two young people got immersed, and says the Pastor Santa during the mercy. Right? What is so strange is that when I first met Joel, Joel was a babe in arms. And now when I confront Joel, I have to be looking up like that because Joel towers over me. You know? And Justine also is near and dear to my heart, because our grandson was born in June and he was named Justin. And Justine was born the same year. Was it before or after, Sister Shaw? After? After. And her name is Justine. So is very closely related to our grandson. So today is a great day, a privileged day when we witness this baptism. We started the service by singing the song Amazing Grace, a popular song, a song that is sung at many cultural events. But sadly, the people singing it don't understand who Amazing Grace is. But to us who are the children of God, we know that this grace is truly amazing. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. I read a few verses here. In verse 1 it says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the rest of mankind. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And so, there we have in Ephesians chapter 2, a real explanation of how amazing grace is. Many people who sing it, many people make singles, LPs, and various things with Amazing Grace and get accolades about it. But they don't really understand how amazing grace is. And so I want to say this afternoon to Justine and Joel. This is easy to pronounce, right? J and J. Justine and Joel. I want to say this evening that the amazing nature of the grace of God has done a couple things for you. And I'm speaking to all believers here in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see how, as children of Adam, we started out doing the things that the rest of mankind does. In other words, there's nothing that distinguishes us from the rest of mankind. We were subject to the wrath of God as they were, and we're doing those things which were guided by the lust of our flesh and the desires of our flesh. But in this position, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. But God who is rich in mercy, He's the one who saved us by His grace, gives us a faith that believes in Jesus, and now we rejoice in amazing grace. So every time you hear this song, or the words of this song, think that God did a job for all of us that none of us is qualified to do for ourselves. Amen. So the amazement of this grace continues. Because if you see what it says here, it says, by grace you have been saved and raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So not only did God save us, but now we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus by the grace of Almighty God. Truly, it's amazing grace. And then I like that word in the song that says, when we have been there 10,000 years, what? It's just begun. So young brethren, I say to you this evening that the amazement of God's grace is not for a time past, is not also for the present time, but it's all the way into eternity. God's grace is truly amazing. Amen. Time doesn't permit me to go and select all the verses that shows how amazing this grace is. Being saved by the grace of God is sufficient, but it doesn't stop there. It continues. In Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us that we receive the gifts of God by grace, and that help us to function in the body of believers. All right, so I just want to ask you to join me in a word of prayer as we look to the Lord who has shed His amazing grace on us. And once He has done this, we will continue to benefit from that amazing grace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You this evening for us witnessing how amazing Your grace is. Thank You, dear God, for disposing Your grace on us, for helping these two young people to come this far in their profession of faith based on Your grace. And so, dear God, we would ask this evening that you give them an awareness, a conscious awareness of your grace in our lives. Help us all, dear God, to realize that apart from your grace, we are dead in trespasses and sins. We're not half dead. We're not barely breathing. We are totally dead in trespasses and sins. So we want to thank you, Father, that by your grace, you have given us believing faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, dear God, to always remember that that which changed our disposition to you and your disposition to us is that amazing grace that you gave to us. It is not anything which we did. We cannot claim the position of being your children based on what we have done, how intelligent we are, how beautiful we are, and how bright we are. We can only claim that change based on the grace of God, which gave us that which we did not and could not merit. And today we sing, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." And it's a grace that not only saved us, but your amazing grace will keep us following you and learning of you and learning of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that not only will we be justified when we stand before you, but also our habits will change, our attitudes will change, and we would continue to grow to be more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, cause that we depend on your grace, because it's not done by our will or by our strength, but based on your mercy and your grace. Father, be with Justine this evening. Help her, dear God, as she goes to college and deal with the issues that she faced as a young lady in college. That you'd help her, dear God, to trust your amazing grace. Even when things seem like it's getting out of hand and overwhelming her, whether it be in her lessons or in her peer group or whatever else she does, help her, dear God, to depend and to call on you for your amazing grace. Father, I pray also for Joel. As he finishes high school, you be with him in all that he does and cause him, dear God, to cry out for your amazing grace also. Help each of us here, dear God, to look to you even as we seek your help, your grace in living the Christian life here and throughout all eternity. And so, dear God, we say thanks. We thank you for the Brethren at Good Tidings who was willing to share their resources with us. Ask your blessing on them. Thank you for the Brethren who conducted the service. Thank you for Pastor Sunday, who baptized these candidates. And thank you, dear God, most of all, for your grace that enables us and the parents of these candidates to live exemplary lives before them, so that they could declare in all things that your grace is amazing. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pastor Sante.